Okay, this week's Sicha is taken from the Kutasichos Aleph. Vehis Kadish Tem Vehisem Kedoshim. So you should be holy. So begins, Rebin says, Tarik Mitzvahs Nosan Lana Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have the 630 mitzvahs that Hashem gave us. Valein Hosifu Chazal, and the rabbis added on, Shem mitzvahs to Rabbanon. We have an additional 7 rabbinic mitzvahs. Yehudi Hamakayim Po Eskol HaMitzvahs Halaluhu. Person who keeps all these mitzvahs, the 613 Deraisas and the 7 Derabonans, Lechoras at first glance, Kali HaShlemis. That's it. You're complete. You're done. You got it all. You did everything you're supposed to. Who mekayim is kol mitzvos b'shleimuson? You've done everything with complete shleimus. Ulam, however, the parshas kedoshim omeres haTorah says, as we quoted, behis kadishtem v'isem kedoshim. What does that mean? Mefarshim masbirim. The commentators explain shekavonas hatzivihi. What is the exact command with the Ramban? Kadesh atzmecha b'mutulach. You have to sanctify yourself in those areas which are permissible. As the Ramban elaborates on, technically speaking, a person could drink a lot of wine all day long. Now, that's not really what the Torah wants. Doesn't want us to be eating, but you say, what do you call on? What did I do? I made a bracha rishona. I drink 3 bottles of wine, and I made a bracha chrona. Or I ate meat, or I was overly familiar with my wife, etc. You could do all these things. Says, no, you have to, so to speak, kadesh atzmecha, make yourself holy, and things that even though you could indulge in, you don't. So Kolam brings like this, Gam ba'osim devarim shatorah hitiru la'adam, even those areas of life which the Torah permits one to do, as the Ramban says, you could be a novel b'rshus haTorah. You could be disgusting. We didn't technically violate anything. All of linhog l'kedusha l'hagbil es atzmo. One has to act in a way of kedusha, and therefore limit and hold back and restrain oneself, even if technically speaking, by the letter of the law, it would have been allowed. Lo dai b'kima mitzvos. It's not enough just to keep the mitzvahs the way they're written. Mechovosu shel adam lasim siyogim mishalo gam al devarim hamutorim. A person's obligated to also put their own fences and borders on those areas in which they feel that they need to restrain themselves. Kishehudi roes shelibo misave yeser al hamida asave oilam. Right, kashahein af hamusoros. A person has a taiva for things that are, like, for example, luxuries, things that you could technically do. There's nothing technically wrong with it. All of latsuras atzmo. Really, a person should hold back this apeg milasos velo chelik mehadvarim halalu, not to be involved in these things. Kde lekadesh es atzmo. That's what it means. When you could have done it, but you chose not to. Just because something is kosher and it's on the table does not mean you have to put it into your mouth. It's got a good heksher. Doesn't matter. It could have a good heksher. It could be the best heksher in the world. You don't need to put it into your mouth. Chassidim oimrim masha osur osur, o masha mutter lo tzarich. What's forbidden is forbidden. What's allowed isn't necessary. In the words of the Alter Rebbe, versus Torah, Torah mishnah versus meg medarf minish. You don't need it. You don't need it. So nishel sashias. Let's ask a question. L'shema dorish hadover. What's the purpose behind this? Why can't I eat all the jelly beans I want, all the chocolate cake I want? Fill in the blank. Isn't enough that I keep all the mitzvahs I put on tefillin? I daven with the minion 3 times a day. Like, what do you want from me? What is the actual requirement? Again, Parshas Kedoshim, this week's Parsha, of sanctifying yourself and things that are permitted. There's a very deep, exalted idea that's contained in this phrase of Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutlach. As the Rebbe explains, Koshba etzem tachlis and shel haTorah mitzvos. The whole purpose, the tachlis of Torah mitzvos, ach mitzvos haikoris shel mitzvos vaTorah hi lezakech la'adin nes nafsho shel ha'odom lekor v'laHashem. It makes us the more sensitive, refined people, and it brings us closer to Hashem by keeping the life of Torah and mitzvos. Kishehudi loy made Torah mekay mitzvos. When you're learning and you're keeping mitzvos, hu mag. Magbir bekach es hakoichos halakim. You are strengthening your godly koichos shibinashu on your side of your neshama. Umiskarev el Hashem, you come close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Vekan yesh yisron godol la'avodas ha'adam be'oifen shel kadosh atzmecha b'mutlach. This is a great avoda. What does it mean? Kishehudi rak mekayim es hakosu b'torah v'sulo. When a Jew just keeps everything that it says in the Torah, it's like their whole religion is a bunch of red light, green lights. I do everything I'm supposed to. I don't do anything I'm not to. But that's it. Nothing more. See, yitochin shu oisus ois mitoch kefir. Could be you're doing this because you're forced to. Mechoser bria. I have no choice. Hu atzmu ulai ena roitza lasos hasadarim. Really, maybe I don't want to do these things. I have no breira. Ach, hu meivin she'ir shalim rozalas pi Hashem. I know I can't go against Hashem. Lekach, therefore, hu netlatz, he forced levatales ritzonosov to nullify his own ritzonos shalom. Mul rotzon Hashem, against what Hashem wants. Meaning, I'm not interested, but come on, I don't have a choice. I know I have to do this. But when a person sanctifies himself in things that really are a green light, that he could have had it if he wanted to, shows shahatorah hamitzos einam nechshavos. Oh, but it doesn't, because it's like a burden, something that I have to do. The opposite. Who mizdache, he identifies, kol kach im haTorah v'mitzvos, he says, this is who I am, this is what it's all about. Ad shehu mechapesh gam devarim hamutorim, efshoz lachnir es or hakadush. You want to put kadusha into those other things. I want to show this is all inclusive. It's not just like I have to do these things, I want to do these things. I want to bring kadusha and godliness into every single area of my life. So dav gemishum kach mevi avoyde nafshis zu shel kadesh atzmacha b'mutalach. And that's the highest level of sanctifying yourself in things that are mutter. When you're doing this avoda, it isn't avoda, it's not easy. When you do this, this displays a very important thing. Es has alus hagavoa biyoser, es has zikuch hanel biyoser. It's the highest level that you can get to. The most refined manner of behaving is when you do this. Kan iev shalom shehudi oise es adavarim be'im breira. You can't say, I have no choice in do this. I have a choice, and I'm using my free will to show what I want to do. Kan kol masav heim shalom. This is my own actions. Miritzono uboy me toicha. I'm choosing not to indulge in this luxury. Avoid a zoo, chashuv ma'od. This is so important. Lo rak lis dachachus ha'ishus shalom. Not necessarily to refine a person's sensitivities, it's human nature. Elegam the kiruv ha'geula klalis. This also brings out the ultimate geula, as the Rebbe is going to explain. Mevur b'toras ha'chassidus. It's explained in Hasidic thought. Shegedei lizakos b'vo the geula. Lo maspeak li'olmod Torah. It's not sufficient only learning. L'kai mitzvus limonu milavor al. Ma sha'osra Torah, just to prevent yourselves, to hold back from things that are prohibited. El drusha ha'avoida shel kadosh atzmacha b'mutalach. This is the avoida that's going to bring the geula. Kishe'adam b'chiraso ha'chafshis, when a person with his own free will, machli, the same resin, to curb his taivas, gashmios, lahagbil es atzmo gam devarim ha'mutarim, and holds back from things that really he could have had. Bekach l'meisir es ha'orla hadaka sha'al libo. With this, he removes that orla, that covering, that thin covering that's on his heart. She'oise ein kima mitzvahs atzma yochel hasir, by the mitzvahs itself can't reveal it. Zeh hachana l'geula. This is a preparation, says the Rebbe, for the geula. Hakesh l'geula novea mikach. It emerges from this. She'his kadshus ha'atzmis muchicha. When a person sanctifies himself, this shows ki hakadusha ha'elokis choveches. It's all around him. It's embracing him. Lo rakes ha'tochumim ha'kashurim ha'yeshiros le'inyonei Torah mitzvahs. Not only godliness by things of Torah and mitzvahs, el es ha'chayim kulam. All of my life, there's not a single area of my life that's not elevated by Shulchan Aruch. That everything I do has a potential to become godly. When a person does this, it's expressed b'kach es ha'achdus ha'elokis shel ha'briya kulo ve'es ha'avoda. This expresses an achdus throughout the entire creation. She'ein shum prat b'chaim. There's no detail of my life of b'briya and in the whole creation ha'muntak me'avodas Hashem. That is not part of my godly service. Everything is included. It's all inclusive. All in. And this is very much related to what's going to be when the future redemption comes. Echad hachidushim hamerkazim sheyis cholalu b'vias Mashiach. One of the things that's going to take place, one of the central things that's going to happen when Mashiach comes, she'az yizgal HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol ha'briya kula. Hashem obviously will be revealed throughout the entire universe. And just like this table is so clear to me, so too the reality of Hashem's existence will be so clear to everybody. As yifchu enenu liros, our eyes will be open. Shakosh baruch shochin lo rak beinyanei Torah mitzvos. Wasn't Hashem wasn't only dwelling? Of course, he's in the sefer Torah. Of course, he's in the tzedakah. Of course, he's in the chesed I do. Ela bechol nekudah shel habriya, but in every single thing, in the carpet, in the golf course, in the dog, in the tree, in the leaf, every little thing, every part of creation, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was there. Right? Kulan and nochush, we're going to feel this. Venir, we'll see ki ein od mavada, that there is nothing else except for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But now, in this time period before Mashiach comes, we see Elokus godliness in Torah and Mitzvos. Chefetz Kedusha, holy items, tefillin, tzitzis, mezuzah. Heim oisim devarim shemishamshim l'Torah Mitzvos. L'chein alein l'hisyaches alehim devarim shebekedusha. We relate to them because we know this is a davar shebekedusha. Avah be'esa ge'ula. When the redemption happens, kasher tizgale ha'emes, and the truth now becomes revealed, halakis the eni kol, it's in front of everyone's eyes to see, to see ha'kedusha halakis b'chol prat shel habriya, how every little blade of grass was filled with Hashem's holiness. B'geula ha'kroiva yizgale b'olam hazeh ha'kosh baruch b'chavod v'atzmo. So Hashem, this is the whole theme of the Rosh Hashanah davening, to reveal the kvod malchus shemayim. That's what's going to happen when Mashiach comes, right? The lo shum hagbolos, without any limitations. Bekach tismale tachlis abri, and that will fulfill the whole tachlis, the whole purpose of the creation of nisav hakadosh baruch li los dira yisborach dira betachton. And Hashem desire to have a dwelling place in this lower world. Ha'olam hazeh hatachton yedira. This will be literally a dira is an apartment, a dwelling place. This is where Hashem will feel at home. Shebo shorchin mezgala kodesh baruch hu v'atzmo. He'll dwell here and he'll reveal himself in this place. Umemele tireha emes elkis b'chol prat. So therefore, when that happens, then we'll see clearly Hashem's godliness every single place. Ha'achana lehizgala zu. The preparation for this revelation, davka b'hizkedushas b'tavarim ha'matorim. It comes through Parshas Kedoshim. The idea, the concept we've been speaking about of being, again, not being a novel b'rishus ha'Torah, but being kadosh atzmecha b'mutalach, to sanctify ourselves. He mishave bitui lekach. This expression shenapsho shel ha'adam. His masrua b'pnimiyos sol hakadosh baruch hu, the essence of who I am, the deepest aspects of my personality, the pnimiyos, the truest sense of I am, it's all for hakadosh baruch hu. Ad she'adam machnis es hakedusha gam b'tchumim shehatorah atzmo lo tzivso osam aleihem. So much so that I bring the Torah concepts into those areas where the Torah didn't command me to do that. Again, I have reshus haTorah to do this. I could indulge, but I'm choosing not to. I'm bringing a Kodesh Baruch Hu into that place, and therefore he ends off. Lachain zu achon his galus haachdus velokis hachovekes kol. This is what's going to reveal that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is permeating all of our existence. Begula amitis vahashleimu, with a true and complete redemption. May it come speedily, speedily in our days. Okay, thank you, everybody. Wishing everyone a wonderful, wonderful week.